Praise the Lord. Welcome to New Creation Christian Ministries Prayer Line. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say we rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine
You're on.
Hallelujah to God. Be all the glory for the wonderful, great, and mighty things He is doing. And our midst, we thank God. Hallelujah. Tuesday night prayers. We thank God for the people of God assembled on tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are absolutely rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Pastor Anthony Simmons here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. We welcome each and every one of you to our Tuesday night hour of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith.
Amen.
For the Bible directs us and commands us and instructs us that men ought always to pray and to pray without ceasing. So I thank God that we come before the throne of grace. We come before a holy God, a sovereign God, a compassionate and merciful God, a caring God,
yes.
And He's a good God. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yes, He is. He is a good God. Yes, He is. When we had our service on Sunday, we talked about Solomon as he built the temple, and the glory of the Lord filled that temple so much so because they began to sing praises and begin to praise God, and they were saying, "For the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever." So when we say God is good all the time God is good, that moves the heart of God. In spite of what we're going through, we got to make that declaration that God is good all the time. And we looked at Jehoshaphat when five armies came against his one army. He was outnumbered, outmanned, outpowered, but he to God. And he began to put the singers before the army. And they went out singing, "For the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever." And the Bible says before that, God gave Jehoshaphat a word, "This battle is not yours, it belongs to the Lord. But you go out and fight because the Lord is with you." And God is with us on this prayer line tonight. That's why I want to read the account in John chapter 17, of Jesus praying for his disciples and praying for us. Before he was crucified, before he was resurrected, he prayed in this 17th chapter of John. As we approach Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, we ought to be reminded, hallelujah, that Jesus prayed for us and is praying for us.
Yes.
John chapter 17, and we're going to look at verse number 14. Thank you, Jesus. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world and any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you would take them out of the world, but that you will protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth." Oh, my God. "Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may truly be sanctified." Listen to the prayer of Jesus. Verse 20 says, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as we are, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." Hallelujah. Jesus is praying in John chapter 17 for the unity of his children. Glory be to God. He prays for God to cover us while we're in this world. He said, I don't want you to take them out of the world, but those who you have given me, I have lost none. So I'm going to cover them with prayer, that they will be one as we are one. And sometimes when we see the discord and division in our day, the devil is the author of confusion and division and discord. And sometimes we pray to stay united. That's why I love this prayer line. Glory be to God. We pray to stay on one accord. We pray to try to stay in one spirit. So when life tries to overwhelm you, know that Jesus has covered you in prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Know that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. When you're feeling low on energy, low in your spirit, low because life has again just sent something your way that you did not expect. Pastor, sometimes I look at my life before and after Christ.
Yes.
And before I had the Holy Ghost, oh, my God. I can just testify for a minute. If y'all can just hear me for us. Before I had the Holy Spirit, there was a way of thinking. There was a way of acting. There was a way I responded. And, yes, I still fall. Yes, I still fail sometimes. And I still give in to this flesh. But overall, I know there's a difference in Anthony Simmons.
Yes, yes.
Because of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And you on this line, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Bible says you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost will come upon you. So you are a powerful people. And Jesus prayed and he covered us and he told us to cover one another in prayer. This is how the world going to know that you are my disciples, your love one for another. So as we pray tonight, pray because we care.
Yeah.
We pray because we're concerned. We pray because it matters. So Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name,
yes,
we thank you for the example that our Lord and Savior gave us, the example of prayer. His earthly ministry was filled with prayer. As he went aside to pray to God the Father, we've seen the impacts of prayer. Even on these Tuesday nights, through the manifestation of miracles, the manifestation of your word, with change and evidence, Father God, of your power moving in the lives of your people, we pray tonight for everyone under the sound of our voice. We pray that you will cover them and keep them from the evil of this day. Keep them protected. Shield your children, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some, hallelujah, are weak in faith. Some are weak in strength. Some, Father God, the devil's trying to take the joy of the Lord. But I know and they know that if they keep a song in their heart, and they keep a praise on their lips, that nothing will faze them, nothing will impact them. Yes, they'll get sidetracked for a minute, but God, we thank you for the ability to recover in the name of Jesus. So we pray right now for those going through a tough time. We pray right now for those in the middle of a storm. We pray right now for those in the middle of a hardship. In the name of Jesus, I pray for my wife right now, the mother of my children, the woman that stands by my side. I pray for supernatural strength, Lord, on her life. In the name of Jesus, right now, Father God, give her joy unspeakable, renewed strength. In the name of Jesus, thank you, hallelujah, for the passion and the fire and the zeal that she has for you. But I thank you that you cover her with the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against her will be able to prosper. We bind up any spirit that's not of you, and we say, Lord, have your way in the life of Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We thank you, hallelujah, for her witness. We thank you for her testimony. We thank you that you're not done with her yet. In the name of Jesus, So, Lord, order her steps through your word. I declare that her ladder is greater in the name of Jesus. Her eyes have not seen, her ears have not heard, nor has it entered into her heart what you have prepared because you love her. I pray in the name of Jesus for my children and my grandchildren, even Hakita and Joshua, Nairobi, Niella, and Sudani down in Sanford, Florida. God, make a way out of no way. Even as they relocated from New Jersey to Florida, Lord, make a way out of no way and keep them in the center of your will. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the angels that's encamping around their lives. I thank you for the people that you will give them favor with. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that all things are going to work together for Hakita and the children's good. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, give them manifestation of miracles, breakthroughs, and, Father God, show them, hallelujah, that your ways are higher, that your thoughts are higher.
Yes.
And, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that you know the thoughts that you think
yes.
toward our daughter, toward our grandchildren, to give them an expected end. And everybody on this phone line, all of their children, you know the plans and the thought their children. You know the plans that you think toward their grandchildren. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
we know they have potential.
Yes.
We know they have possibility. We know they have opportunity. So, Lord, right now we cover all the children with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy on this generation. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that as the enemy come at them one way, he will flee seven different ways. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
That our children will know you and the power of your might.
Yes.
You said train them up in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. So right now, Lord, help us to be godly parents.
Yes.
Help us to be praying parents. Help us in the name of Jesus to do the impossible and raising, hallelujah, positive kids in a negative world. Oh, yes, you can. Glory be to God. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So right now, I pray for every household represented on this phone line. I pray for every parent. Every grandparent, every husband and wife, every marriage, in the name of Jesus. Jesus said he wants us to be on one accord. So we come against divorce. We bind up that spirit of divorce right now that's in the earth realm, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for unity in the family. We thank you for restoration of the family. We thank you, Lord, that children will honor their mother and their father, that their days will be long, that children will, Father God, see their parents, raise them up, hallelujah, in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, and lead them in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake.
Yes.
So right now we dedicate our children to you.
Hallelujah.
We give them back to you. We say, Lord, have your way. We're just a vessel that you brought them through, but right now they belong to you. So in the name of Jesus, anybody on this prayer line who's going through a rough season, who is in the middle of a famine, who is in need of a job, who is in need of a financial miracle, who have sickness in their body and they're in need of a healing, right now we pray by the power of God. Oh, glory be to God. I'm thinking about Peter, Pastor,
yes.
over in the book of Acts.
Yes.
Dorcas, a woman of God who served God with her whole heart,
yes.
who served God so much that the people in that generation, they honored this woman of God. She was powerful because she put herself aside, sacrificed herself, and did the will of God and helped God's people advance. And the Bible says in the book of Acts, that Dorcas fell asleep and died. And they sent for Peter, and they prayed that Peter would come. This woman of God died prematurely. So So they just knew it was not over, but they knew that Peter had the power on him. Peter had the prayer life on him. Peter had the anointing on him. So they sent for Peter, and as Peter came over to Dorcas' house, as they laid her in the upper room, and she was deceased, Peter went into that upper room. Hallelujah. I feel God. And as he went into that upper room, he put everybody out of the room. Sounds familiar? Y'all know the story with Jesus, who had Peter, James, and John, and the parents of Jairus' daughter, and he told them just to believe, and he put all the negative naysayers out of the room. And Peter said, not that you're negative, but I'm doing this by myself. I need to go to God in prayer. And Peter put everybody out of the room. And as he put them out of the room, the Bible says Peter knelt down and prayed. And there's a dead body on the bed. But Peter prayed to God. And Peter believed God. And then Peter turned to Dorcas as she was deceased and said, Dorcas, woman of God, get up. And the word says she got up out of that death bed. Death could not hold her. The grave could not hold her. But Peter's prayer set her free. Oh, glory be to God. And that's why we believe in prayer. All things are possible with God. It ain't over until God says it's over. So you be encouraged on tonight. Don't allow discouragement to discourage you. Don't allow frustration to frustrate you. In the name of Jesus. So right now, Lord, I pray for these, your people, that you would give them supernatural ability to raise their children, to keep their marriages and their families strong, to go out and earn a godly living in the name of Jesus, that they would go out and have that abundant life that you came to have and for us to have. You said the thief comes to steal and to kill, karahashata, to destroy. But you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And right now, I'm on the line with some people that are striving for that abundant life. Those who are doing ministry, those who have said yes to your will and yes to your ways, those who have sacrificed, those who have given much, those who have paid the price, oh, glory be to God. People don't know the cost of your oil. And so many of us have been through so much. That anointing that's on your life, it costs you something. And right now, God's going to use it to bring his name glory. I feel God so mightily. Hallelujah. As we approach Palm Sunday, as we approach Easter Sunday, during this Lenten season where the people of God are praying, the people of God are fasting, the people of God are believing, they're on one accord during this Lenten season, hallelujah, from Ash Wednesday all the way up into Easter Sunday, people have been fasting and praying and laying down their place and sacrificing, and I know that the Christians and the believers are being strengthened in this season. So, Father, give your people what they need to survive. Give your people what they need to endure. Give your people what they need to do your will for their lives. So I pray right now that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. This is the victory that have overcome the world, even our faith. And right now, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. So as we are less than 2 weeks away from Resurrection Sunday, we know that Jesus died for our sins. We know that he rose with all power in his hand. We know that the atoning blood of Jesus is ours. That's why the word declares to us, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So redemption is ours. And I thank God for prayer. So right now, I cover my family with prayer. I cover your family with prayer.
Yes.
All your endeavors, all your dreams, all your goals and ambitions, may God's favor be on your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As my wife continues to pray and we open up the prayer lines,
yes,
later on,
yes,
we thank God for your faithfulness to this prayer line.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, O God. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, O God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. Lord, we, Father God, thank you, hallelujah, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your joy is our strength, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We thank you, Lord, that there's a rest to be found in you, God, and we can come, hallelujah, to the rock that is higher than us. So, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to come and pray on today. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this opportunity to come and touch and agree. You said up to two or more will come touching and agreeing on anything in your name that it shall be done. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, for this opportunity to come in prayer, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, touch every home, touch every household, God. Touch every individual, God, that's under the sound of our voices, God. Touch all of those, Father God, who are gathered around their phones, around their living rooms and dining rooms and in their bedrooms and in their vehicles on tonight, God. Touch those, oh God, hallelujah, who are looking, Father God, to be strengthened by you on tonight, God. Touch those, Father God, who are weary, who are tired in their bodies, God. Touch those, oh God, who are sick, oh God, and we declare that by the stripes of Christ, they are healed. Touch those, oh Lord, hallelujah, who are disappointed or discouraged on tonight, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, and plead the blood of Jesus over every life tonight, God. We declare that no weapon formed against your people can prosper,
yeah,
God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that even though we show up for the battle, that the battle is not ours, God, but it is yours, oh God. And even though the enemy may come against us, God, we thank you that there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper, God. But we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. He sought us and bought us with his redeeming blood. Hallelujah. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That redeemed us from the grip of death. Hallelujah. Through Christ, we have new life, and we have life more abundantly. Lord, so we walk in the newness of life, oh God, declaring that all things have passed away, oh God. And today is a brand new day, God. So we walk in the newness of today, God. Forgive about yesterday, God, but pressing forward to the things for which we have been apprehended in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, have your way, God. Have your way in each and every life, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch those on this prayer line, God. Touch those, Father God. Touch Sister Rita Pearl in Virginia, God. Touch, oh God. Touch her and bless her and continue, Father God. Father God, to Father God, direct her steps, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to fill her up, oh God, in every empty place. Continue, oh God. Hallelujah. To speak to her in the midnight hour, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for every person that presses their way to this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, for moving mightily by your spirit, as my husband prayed, God. It's not by might, not by power, not by our own strength or effort, God, but it's by your spirit, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for the precious power of your Holy Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that because you live, oh God, we can face tomorrow. Even as we face Resurrection Sunday, even as we go into Palm Sunday, as you rolled in there on that donkey into Jerusalem, oh God, Father God, as you sent your son, oh God, to be crucified, as he got ready to go to the cross on Golgotha, oh God, that he, Father God, faced death with boldness, knowing that there was a greater purpose, oh God, in his purpose, knowing that there was a greater purpose in his persecution, knowing that there was a greater purpose in his pain. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that like our Savior, we too can face tomorrow. We too can face to whatever road we're traveling. We too can face the uncertainties of life. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight, and we praise you, and we magnify your name, and
yes,
we thank
God.
You for the President of the United States. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for our president. We pray for the White House and all of the politicians therein. We pray, Father God, for those being persecuted for your name's sake. We pray, Father God, for Israel, oh God. We pray, Father God, for your peace, oh God, in all of these, oh God, all of these places, and to surround all of these people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the way that we take, oh God. So we just thank you and we praise you on tonight, God, that you have a glorious plan for our lives, that you have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future.
Yes.
And God, we walk in that. We walk in faith, oh God, and we walk by faith, oh God. You said that the just shall live by faith, oh God. So we look not to the left or to the right, God. And we are not going to be persuaded to give up, oh God. But we will continue to press, oh God, forgetting those things that are behind us, but pressing forward for the prize, oh God. So we thank you and we praise you on today. We bless your name, God. Bless every person, Father God, who needs to be blessed. Father God, somebody needs some bills to be paid. Somebody needs some bills to be paid, God. So, Lord, we thank you for a release of finances,
Amen.
A release of money,
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Money, resources, oh, God, that are needed, oh, God, to take care of those needs, those tangible needs, oh, God. We ask, Father God, that you will provide, God. You said that you will provide, Father God, for all of our needs, that we need not worry about tomorrow, oh, God. So, Lord, we ask for a supernatural release of financial resources. We ask, Father God, for supernatural release of your healing, miraculous power for somebody who is facing illness on tonight. Somebody got a negative doctor's report, God. And, Lord, we speak healing over this prayer line on tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, somebody, hallelujah, is just weary, oh, God. And we speak strength, oh, God, and restoration, oh, God, over this prayer line on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is not certain about where they're going and what direction to take. And we speak clarity and Father God, direction and Father God, wisdom, oh God, over their lives on tonight, God. And Lord, I pray for my sister Renee, God. I pray for healing over her body. I thank you, Lord, for your peace in her household, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for
yes.
your joy being her strength, oh God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I bind up every demon on assignment that's coming to attack her body, oh God, and I declare healing over her body right now,
yes,
in Jesus' name. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God.
Church.
We thank you, Lord, for your hand being upon that local assembly, God. We pray for you to touch New Creation Christian Ministries, Lord. Lord, you know the plans that you have for that house, God. So we thank you, Lord, for even, Father God, mission-minded individuals, oh God, being rooted and grounded in that house, God. Mission-minded individuals who are willing to go forth and evangelize. Mission-minded individuals. Lord, you said that the harvest was plentiful, but the laborers are few. And you said that we should pray to the Lord of the harvest to send in the laborers. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, for the laborers to come in the name of Jesus. Send in the laborers, oh God. Send those, Father God, who have, Father God, a desire and a hunger for souls, oh God. send those who are not ashamed, Father God, of the gospel, who are willing to go into the highways and the byways, and Father God, and spread this gospel, who are willing to share, Father God, this great gospel, oh God, Father God, to bring those back into your house, oh God, so that they can be disciples, so that they can be equipped, oh God, to be sent also out into the mission field to do the work of the ministry. Lord, we thank you for those that are there. We thank you for each and every person, Father God, that's a member and a disciple of that house, oh God. We thank you for the sons and daughters that you have sent. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every family that's a part of New Creation Christian Ministries, God. And we pray, Father God, a special blessing over every family, God, that has joined together with the vision that you have given to my husband and myself, God. Lord, bless them for their faithfulness. Bless them, oh God, because they are going out into the harvest field. Bless them, oh God, because they are hungry and thirsty after souls. Bless them, oh God, because they have the heart of their pastors, oh God. Bless these families, oh God, because they are sowers, because they are tithers, oh God. Bless them because they pray for us and with us, oh God. Bless them, oh God, because they, Father God, obey those that you have given to be pastors in their lives, oh God. Lord, continue to bless them. Bless them in everything that they do, God. Bless them, oh God. Let them have great joy and great peace and great prosperity. Bless their children and save their children. Save, Father God, their family members and their spouses, oh God. Save to the utmost, oh God. Father God, heal them, oh God. Deliver them, oh God. Set them free, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name. You are worthy, God. And I pray for my mother, Mother May Thomas, on tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for my mother, oh God. I thank you for healing her.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Lord, that she's a woman of great strength, God. I thank you, Lord, for giving her praise upon her lips, God. Thank you, Lord, that she's a living testimony of your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the testimony that's in her belly, God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for using her mightily to your glory, Father God, for those of us who are coming behind her, God. Thank you, Lord, we praise you for this woman of Zion. We thank you for this mother of Zion, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we pray, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen her, God, continue to bless her, God, give her great peace and great joy, God, great prosperity, increase her for all she's done for me and my family and my children, oh God, and my grandchildren, God.
Yes.
Lord, thank you, and I praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for what she's done for my sisters and my brother and even those that we married, oh God. Lord, we thank you that she's stands as a testimony, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of strength and purpose and power, God. So, Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to keep her. Continue to keep her body healed, oh God. Continue to let her have a praise upon her lips and in her heart, God. And we just thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory for her life. Give her long life. Satisfy her with long life.
Yes.
And it's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We are now going to take prayer requests or praise reports. To God be the glory. If you press 1 on your phone, we will open up the mics and the phone lines tonight. And we just want to touch and agree with you. We know that there's power in prayer. God has, so much for us to do and so much ahead of us. And we thank God that he blesses our hallelujah. I preached the New Year's Eve message. He sent his angel ahead of us to bring us into the place that he has prepared for us. And I thank God that through prayer, we will get to our destination.
Yes, yes.
So as you press 1 on your phone, we will see that the line is open and we will put you in the air and pray with you and pray for you. Just press 1 on your phone, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. I need to lift up Brother Duran. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know the need. You know the need of that young man. Father God, bless him. Father God, just give him favor. You know the desires of his heart. He is faithful to the church. Thank you for Brother DeJuan, Lord. Thank you for his due diligence toward the ministry in the name of Jesus. And meet every need, Father. You know the need. You know the desire. So, Lord, make a way. Give that young man a mighty miracle in his time of need to show him who you are in the name of Jesus. We cover him against the enemy. We cover him against discouragement. We cover him right now with the blood of Jesus. And we lift up Brother DeJuan to you right now tonight in the name of Jesus. Keep him on the potter's wheel. Keep him in the center of your will and give him blessings unspeakable. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, amen. We pray for Sister Vanita. We pray for Sister Vanita right now in the name of Jesus, that you would bless that young lady. Touch her womb right now in the name of Jesus. Heal her from the inside out. Father God, do an internal work in her life. We thank you that you already healed her, that you already delivered her, you already set her free. And right now we pray for Sister Vanita, supernatural strength, Lord. Bless this mother, bless young Kevin Carlo in the name of Jesus. We bind up any spirit of depression. We bind up any spirit that's not of you, that's contrary to the word of God. And we give Vanita to you, we give Kevin to you, Sophia, the little baby, to you. And we say, Lord, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we bless your name on tonight, and we give your name praise. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. We thank God as we open up the phone lines tonight. We thank God for every caller in the name of Jesus. We're going to take this first caller, area code 678. 678.
Take my heart, Lord, will you take my heart as I surrender to your will? I confess you are my righteousness until you move me. I'll be still and know that you are God. You hold my world in your hands. You hold my world in your hands. And I am amazed at your love. I am amazed that you love me. You hold my world in your hands. You hold my world in your hands. And I'm not afraid. My world is safe in your hands. In your hands. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to give thanks to God for loving me so much, for leading me to the right path and protecting me against those who have tried to do evil things against me, or those that just don't want me to do good. I thank God because I know that he loves me and he's walked through all this long path with me. Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, and my cousin Carmen, you all know what I've been through in the past couple of years. And you know what? Jesus loves me because he has brought so much peace to my heart. I don't care what is coming my way. I'm not going to worry because I know that God does have my world in his hands. And I want to thank God for this powerful prayer line, because as many times as I say it, this prayer line has made me so strong. Listening to Brother Jamal and his prayers, listening to Carmen, my cousin Carmen, and her encouraging words, and just listening to Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony pray has made my world so peaceful. And like I said, I have a song in my heart every single day, and I just thank God so much for what he has done for me. I will always, always love my Father God. He's always been there by my side, and I know he will never for just leave me out there without out in the cold without protecting me. Thank you, Jesus, so much. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. And I pray for Bob. I pray for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I love you guys so much. Your words, the scriptures you read every day, it just makes me so happy. I look so forward to hearing this prayer line. And someday I'll see you and go and visit you guys again. And I just want to bless everybody in this prayer line. I just wish that someday those people that don't believe will believe and would experience what I have experienced in the last couple of years. Yes. And I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I'm happy. Because I've experienced God's love for me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for loving me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I just wanted to say that the prayer that you said for my mother-in-law last week, she is feeling a whole lot better. Thank God that the little procedure she went through, she's a little better, even though somewhere down the line she's going to need a pacemaker. But I know that God's going to help her, and, you know, it won't happen that way. God is going to be by her side. And I want to send a prayer to both you and Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I love you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, what a blessing, and we thank God. Even as you shared tonight, we hear your heart, and more than that, God hears your heart. And as you said, even tears of joy. And, the word says, "There's no temptation known unto men, and God won't put on us more than what we can bear."
Yes, Jesus.
But even with that weight and burden, He makes a way of escape.
Yes.
And as you just touched. Amen.
Yes.
He has kept you.
Yes.
Even these last couple of years, as you said, God has kept you.
He has kept you,
and we thank God.
Yes, and my faith has grown more and more. Each day my faith grows more and more because I believe that He will not He'll be by your side no matter what. He, like you said, He won't put more on you than what you can handle. He will provide for you at all times. You just have to believe and have faith. It just needs to be thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank God for that, and we're going to pray for you because everybody on the prayer line tonight, we sometimes go through things in life, and we heard your testimony of the goodness of God,
and in spite of
the enemy coming against you, you already got the victory.
Father,
we thank you for even a testimony out of this woman of God's mouth. We know that she is your daughter. She's one of your favorite daughters, and we thank God for her. Even as we hear her voice on this prayer line on Tuesday night, had the song and had musical lyrics with the song tonight. So when she encouraged us, Lord, and she blessed us with a song tonight. In the name of Jesus, the Lord continue to bless her, continue to create the world that you want her to operate in. Continue to provide for her and her son and her household, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to give her opportunities and open doors, and continue to make a way out of no way for Sister Maria. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we give her to
you.
Continue to encourage her heart. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we know that you love her, and we love her, and we thank God for her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen. Continue to heal her mother-in-law. Continue to turn that situation around with her mother-in-law in the name of Jesus. Continue to totally restore her in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank God for this family, Sister Maria's family. We thank God for her family.
Thank you, Jesus.
And continue to bless them in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. I love you both. Thank you.
Amen. We love you, too, and we love your song tonight. Pastor was looking around before he thought he had hit the music button, and I said, no.
I wanted to make it special because I wanted to make this special because I know that God has my will in His hands.
Oh, it was so special, and I don't want to go back to the archives and listen to it again. It was just such a blessing hearing you sing as
thank
always.
You,
so we thank God for you, and we love
thank
you too.
God.
And I know that those are tears of joy, you know, and it just touches me to know that, you know, that God is blessing you so. So we
yes,
serve a mighty God. So
God
we love
you. Both.
God bless you. Amen.
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 Amen. She is such a blessing. We're going to take another caller. If you want to be on the air tonight and you want us to pray for you, or if you have a praise report, just press 1 on your phone and we will get to every caller tonight.
Yes.
And we thank God, even as she testified of the goodness of Jesus.
Yes.
And He has each and every one of us. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Area code 270. 270, you are now on the air. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we come together tonight again, Father, because of your spirit to pray, because of your redemptive power, Father. We are connected together because of the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost, Father. And at this time, Father, we thank you again for New Creation Christian Ministries, Father. We thank you for the pastor there, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we thank you for his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. We thank you for two sold-out saints, surrendering they all to the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost that you have given us to receive, Father. And I thank you for the words that were already brought forth, Father. I thank you for the powerful praise report coming from your daughter, Sister Maria, Father. And I know, Father, from your word, which it says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will flow, Father. You just allow her to release from the inner portions of her soul and herself, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for allowing me to just reveal to her, Father, that she's on the potter's wheel, Father. Don't doubt. You just felt where our Father's water loosening you. As he sent Jeremiah to the potter's house, Jeremiah seen that potter molding that clay. And he, as he molded the clay, he seen the potter using that water to just maneuver and make that clay, mold that clay the manner that he wanted it to be. And remember, Sister Maria, you're on our Father's wheel. You're on the potter, Jesus Christ's wheel, and he's molding you in his spiritual image. He already created you from birth in his image, and he's continuing to mold you as that spiritual being that he created you to be. And I want to thank you again, Father, for allowing us to come together as you allowed your son, who loved you dearly, Pastor Anthony Simmons, who the Holy Ghost brought forth the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost, Father. He spoke about the gift. He spoke about that advocate. He spoke about the comforter, Father, and that just gave me joy in my heart and soul, Father, because we are connected to you because of the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost that you've allowed us to receive. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to share each and every Tuesday night, Father. We thank you, Father, for the pastor, the new Jesus Creation Christian Ministry in Hillside, New Jersey, Father. And I want to thank you again for your daughter, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, as she said about the, Jesus, about the Passover coming, about Palm Sunday, Father, about the donkey that your only begotten son, Jesus, came in on, Father. My heart got happy as the Holy Spirit allowed me to remember, blessed be the Lamb, blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord. Because King Jesus, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lord, you are the Lamb of Life. You are the light of this earth, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for the unity, Father, that was brought forth in the word from your son, Pastor Anthony. He spoke about unity, Father. We know you came for us to have unity. You united us with you by the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost, Father. And we want to thank you, Father, for the spiritual unity that connects us right here in this earth, Father. And we want to thank you, Father, again, for the kingdom connection, a new creation. I want to thank you for the powerful prayer line that you allow each and every Tuesday night, a fresh anointing, Father. Your glory, which is present, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, just give those pastors there, the Simmons, Father, you continue to race, Father. Continue to strengthen the journey, Father, regardless of all of the demonic that's taking place, Father. I plead your presence and power for blessing over them and over the ministry there in Hillside, New Jersey, over each and every individual connected to them, Father. There's nothing that will come against what you've already started, Father. Your work will be completed with them, Father, and I ask of you to continue to increase their territory. Give them divine assignments, divine appointments, Father. Continue to send people to sow seed, Father, spiritual seed and financial seed, Father. Just have your way there, Father, or allow them to be obedient to your voice and training your people up, seeking the face of Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you again, Father, for the three, the Father, the Son, and the person involved will give up the Holy Ghost, Father. We thank you for Jesus, and we thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself so we can receive salvation, and you gave us the gift of the Holy Ghost so he can commune with us, and we thank you, Holy Ghost, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Father, and I want to thank you for the, oh, Jesus, the fivefold ministry there. I want to thank you for the prophetic, Father. Just have your way. Have your way continuously, Father. They are on fire, Father. Continue to enhance the fire there at that ministry, Father. Continue to save souls and train your people up in the manner that you want them to go. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I want to thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, we bless your name on tonight, and we magnify the name of Jesus. You said, if I be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we thank you for Brother Jamal. We thank you for him. He's just a contagious Christian. May he just set people ablaze with the enthusiasm and excitement and zeal that he has for your people and for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Like you said, everybody on this phone line, if you are a Christian, you have received the Holy Ghost. It is a gift from God, and you are a powerful people because you now have the greater one on the inside of you than he that is in this world. He said, grace for the race. May that be for everybody on this line. You got grace for your race. The grace of God is on every person's life, on your family. The mercies of God are yea and amen for you. The merciful God, the mercy of God is going to get you through anything that you are facing in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for his prayers. We thank you, Lord, for his hallelujah love for the people of God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to use him and raise him up to bring your name glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to build him and prepare him and equip him and anoint him. He who wins souls is wise, and I just see you winning a multitude for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you protect your son. I thank you that you continue to use him. And I thank you for his faithfulness even to this prayer line as he prays for me and my wife and our church family in Hillside, New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray. Increase our territory. I heard you. I heard you, man of God. Increase their territory. Let your hand be on their life and use them, even in the state of New Jersey, to make an impact for your kingdom. And we thank you for your prayer, my brother. Keep the faith. Keep walking by faith. Keep believing God. Keep trusting God, and your ladder shall be greater. Be not weary in well-doing. You're going to reap that harvest. You are going to reap a harvest. You are going to reap a harvest. So I thank you, Lord, that you're going to bless him and bless him indeed. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. But we thank God for the callers tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Press 1.
God bless you, Brother Jamal.
Press 1 on your phone.
Hallelujah.
If you have a prayer request,
amen.
A praise report, Even a song. Glory be to God. I love what Sister Maria did. She said, I wanted to make it special, and I added a melody to my song. And I thank God as she blessed us with that God creating her world. And it is just a beautiful song that blessed my heart tonight. If you have a praise report or prayer request, press 1. And we thank God for every caller tonight that we will get to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
Yes.
You know, when I read from John chapter 17 and Jesus praying, Lord, I don't want you to take them out of the world, evil one.
My God.
He was simply saying, even when the world tries to overwhelm us with so much, we can all attest to the fact that we are in a peculiar day. These are the last and evil days. These are perilous times. Mm-hmm. But God has equipped you and I to endure. That even the hearts of many are waxing cold, but you're on this prayer line because you still believe in God. And we all get weak. We all get a little lower energy. We all get a little discouraged and frustrated sometimes. But it's something about praying. And even as you testify of this prayer line, helping in this prayer line, the Bible says pray for one another and be encouraged. This is why we go to church, to exhort and encourage one another. This is why we come to prayer with like-minded and like-spirited people, to encourage and strengthen one another. This is why God ordained this prayer line, and he breathes on it on a weekly basis. Because he knows that the right spirit is on this prayer line. I know he's touching your family. I know he's doing what you cannot do. I know he's making ways in the wilderness even for you. He said, I'll make a way in the desert. I will make a way in the desert.
My God, Jesus.
How can, glory be to God. I'm going to take this next caller, but he says, behold, I do a new thing. In 2015, in the month of March, approaching Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, God is doing a new thing.
Yes.
We're going to take this next caller. Area code 908.
Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, how are you this evening? Everybody on the prayer line?
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, daughter.
Yes. I'm calling.
We're doing well.
Wonderful. I'm calling with a prayer request. For a young lady's mother at work. Her name is Wanda. She just came out the hospital about 2 days ago, and I told her that I would lift her mother's name up in my church on the prayer line. So her name is Wanda. She's not doing well, but came home the other day. So I wanted to keep that word that I had put out there.
Amen.
That I would ask my pastors to pray for her.
Amen, and we are going to do just that.
Yes.
It is your co-worker. Her mother's name is Wanda.
Yes.
Let us lift that up before the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we know that you sent your word that they might be healed.
Yes, God.
And right now, we thank you for Sister Lori's co-worker, her mother, Lord, who even has been discharged from the hospital and is home. But, Lord, we know that she still needs your hand to be upon her life.
Yes.
She's still in the need of a miracle. She still needs a supernatural manifestation as only you can do. So right now we pray for this young lady's mother in the mighty name of Jesus, Wanda. We lift up Wanda to you tonight. Father God, you said with two or more gathered in your name as to touch and agree, we shall have what we ask of you according to your will. So we thank you for Wanda right now, totally healed, Lord. Turn that situation around. Infirmity and sickness and disease, we cast it down right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of sickness, that spirit of sickness. We bind it up off of her right now in the name of Jesus. You said what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And right now we loose wellness over her life. May you totally restore her body. Totally restore her to total health in the name of Jesus. So we send your word to that family. We send your word to Wanda. And we say, be healed in the name of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace have been upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we declare her healed in the name of Jesus. You said decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. So right now, Lord, we pray that with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. And right now, touch Sister Wanda. We give it to you, Lord, and we say, Lord, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Total healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet.
Yes,
every bodily organ working to full capacity, regulate blood pressure. Do the impossible, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we give you praise with thanksgiving as we lift Wanda up to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe right now, and we lift Sister Lori up to you. We lift her up to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless this mother and this grandmother. Continue to touch her life. Continue to raise her up to be your glory, be to God. Even a minister of this gospel, Lord, I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the desire in the world in her life to walk closer to you. To get to know you in a more, Father God, revealing way. Thank you for revelation knowledge. In the name of Jesus, a fresh anointing. Pour in new wine. Pour in new oil. Pour in the newness of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. So strengthen Sister Lori. Continue to use her for your glory. Meet every need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue, hallelujah, glory be to God. Continue to bless her.
Yes.
Bless her children. Bless her entire household in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the open door, and we thank you for the opportunities that you have already given her in the name of Jesus. So bless her life.
Yes,
and satisfy her with long life in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you. So, Lord, we say yes and amen.
Hallelujah.
And cover her with the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the angels that reside over her life as she goes to and from work, as she covers her family. The angel of the Lord,
you
are kept around those who love you. So I thank you, Lord, that she has a hope, that she has a guardian angel watching over her life, watching over her children, and watching over her future. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, glory.
Thank you,
Father, continue to praise him. Continue to magnify the name of the Lord. We know you love Jesus. And continue to bless those children and raise those children. And we thank God for you even being part of our church family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I pray that everybody feels the glory. Amen. God says this is a season where I'm not just pouring out my blessing, but I'm pouring out my glory. He said, the Lord said, for too long the church has been looking for my hand, and they've been looking for my blessing. He says, but here on this prayer line, you are seeking my face. And because you are seeking my face, I am releasing my glory. God says, press in, press in, press into my presence. God says, forget about your troubles. Lay them at my feet. Even as you come onto this prayer line, God says, you are entering into my glory. And as you enter into my glory, God says, sicknesses are being healed and needs are being met. Hallelujah. God says, supernatural doors are being opened. Doors of opportunity are being opened. Because you seek
my face and not my hand. God says signs and wonders and miracles shall go forth from this place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Lord, we thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for showing us your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you on today. And we magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. There's a supernatural release taking place right now. Hallelujah. In the lives of the people who are even under the sound of our voices on this prayer line. God says there are supernatural. Somebody's in the need of a miracle. And God says, I am releasing miracles in the realm of the supernatural to be released into the natural now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So receive it. Receive it. Just receive it. Believe it and receive it, says the Lord. Believe it. God says, he told me to tell the people, Pastor Anthony, to put it out there, whatever it is that they're believing him for. There are some things that seem to be impossible, but God says the impossibilities have just become possible through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So receive it as you believe it. The moment that you believe is the moment that you receive, says the Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That was so powerful.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's something about the glory of the Lord, even on this phone line. Yes, we're in our homes, and yes, we're on the phone, but as you said, the glory of the Lord is upon this prayer line.
Yes.
And when you come up under the glory, healing is manifested, deliverance takes place. Our glory be to God. So as you said, I believe the people believed it by faith because you spoke prophetically that if you got sickness in your body and you receive and receive your healing
tonight,
it is done.
It is done.
It has been a visitation. It's been a visitation on this prayer line.
Jesus.
And I thank God. Tumors being shrank and arthritis being gone and high and low blood pressure being regulated. All kind of psychological things going on with the mindset. The devil trying to trouble our minds with insomnia and worry. All of that's been cast down because of the glory of the Lord. So we thank you. Joy is being restored. People getting their praise back, getting their dance back, getting their shout back. Oh, I felt like shouting right there. We got a house that I can run around, and I was about to take off running. Get your shout back. Begin to shout to the Lord. Begin to get excited about God. Get your joy back. The devil's trying to take your joy.
Yes.
Don't let him have it.
Yes.
Don't let him have it.
Yes.
Let him who still no more.
Yes. Amen.
Let him who that's why he's called a thief.
No yes.
Jesus called him a thief.
Yes.
Jesus called him a thief because he take things that don't belong to him. And God is saying right now, I'm going to restore what the enemy has taken away.
Amen.
And we thank God.
Yes.
Well, we're about to go from this place. And we thank God. I continue to pray for my mother and down in Sanford, Florida, my daughter and my grandchildren down there, every state represented on this phone line. We got so many states represented on this prayer line. And we thank God for you, even as you call in on a weekly basis. We need one another. The Bible says pray for one another that we might be healed. But be encouraged. New Creation is having service on tomorrow night, 7:30, 1482 Maple Avenue. We're going to have a wonderful palm service on Sunday, and it's just going to be awesome. And then we're going to celebrate Resurrection and Easter Sunday the following Sunday. But we will be in service tomorrow night if you are in this New Jersey area. I tell you, you won't be disappointed if you come out and partake of our service tomorrow night, starting at 7:30 p.m. But we thank God for you. To God be the glory. And this Sunday, we start at 12:30 p.m., Palm Sunday again, and there's a word from the Lord for you and your family. There's going to be a powerful word from the Lord. God has just been moving at New Creation Christian Ministries.
Yes.
And then we have a food fellowship. That's right.
Yes.
We actually have food after the service. We're going to be serving food and breaking bread, and we got some cooking folk over at New Creation, and the food is good, and we have a good eating time there at our food fellowship, and that will be this Sunday after the service. We will be breaking bread together. So come on out and join us and break bread with us and enjoy a word and great fellowship after the service. In Jesus' name. Pastor, you got a song?
Lift your worship.
God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
I wanna be where you are.
I wanna be.
love you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where.